Okay, so the main focus why we've been singing all about Jesus this morning is I want to talk about prayer. What's the point? A lot of people in the world today look at religious people and they see them praying and they think it's a sign of weakness. They see it as relying on a higher power or a deity because we can't make it on our own, we're too weak. But we know better. God speaks through us, through the Bible. He speaks to us sometimes through other people or even to us ourselves. So what is our response? Our response is prayer. Prayer is a conversation with God. Sometimes that's words and sometimes it's a song. Some of us, well, I think all of us in this room know how to pray. And the sermon today is not an accusation on anyone, but an opportunity for all of us to look at how we pray. And are we doing it the biblical way? When something happens, what is our first response? If we're in an accident or we see an accident, is our first response to pray? Or is it to seek help from a physical response such as police or fire? I heard my mother once say to me, talking about children that climbed into a paddock with a bull. One of the children said, "We should pray." And the other says, "No, let's run and pray." Our first response is not always to pray, but we should get into the habit of making that, whether it's a good time or a bad time. It's hard to pray in all situations, but it's something that we should endeavour to do, because God wants to be involved in all aspects of our lives. Often we don't pray because we may have a lack of faith that leads us to try and fix a problem on our own. Now, before I get into how to pray or what to pray, I want to look at what not to do when we pray. First thing is we shouldn't pray at God. We shouldn't think that we can sit there and just go on and on and on, because when we pray at God, we don't give him a chance to respond. It's simply a one-sided conversation. It's not relationship. Someone named Andrew Murray said, "Prayer is not a monologue, but a dialogue. God's voice in response to mine is the most essential point." Let's just have a look at a video of an example of someone who had coffee with Jesus in a metaphor for prayer.
"Hey Jesus, sorry I'm late, work was great today, no don't get up, it's okay. Just got a little bit behind.
People are being crazy.
No, that's no problem, Chuck, I'm just going.
I'm glad I made it too. Listen, I'm sitting out of business, I have a lot of work here, a lot of requests. First things first, Pastor and his wife are at a conference. Keep them safe. Not family, the assistant pastor. The less he preaches, the better. What else? Ralph, his wife, is getting a tattoo removed. It's a stupid college party. Way back when, you know how those things go. It's in a real painful spot. I'm not a fan of football here, but my friend is. If I could have two tickets to take him to show him how cool I am, so he'd be my friends more, that'd be great. My dog Nibbles has a good click. You know, I don't know what I'm thinking. I could use a new jacket. I'm getting fuzzies all on this one. Please bless my sister, my mother, my father. Our Father who art in heaven, my neighbor, Cindy, hallowed be thy name. What sort of training my church to clap on 2 and 4, please? 1 and 3, this is not disco, people. This is serving the Lord. The guy who brings in my shopping cart, what, on the thing, something I can do to get a raise. Can you read what I wrote here? I think I was dreaming. But the Secretary of State, Secretary of Agriculture, of secretaries, but their secretaries, thy kingdom come. And that's what bothers me about my mother.
Hey, look at the time there. That's, so gotta get going there. Jesus is gonna wrap this up and say amen. Amen. Been a pleasure praying with you. It's fine. Evening. I'll be talking with you. Have a good day.
As you can see, there wasn't much of a prayer with Jesus, the more a prayer at Jesus. He didn't actually get a chance to say much of anything. So that's one of the things we don't want to do, is pray at God. We don't want to pray to God as if he's an idol. It can be, I mean, that's how the world sees him, as some far-off, distant God. And they pray to him, looking at the sky, as if expecting him to answer. Another thing that's common with people is to bargain with God. If you will just do this, then I will live my life all for you. I won't ever sin. And the truth is, we never follow up with our end of the bargain. And God doesn't usually honor those prayers because he knows that people are not going to follow their end. Another thing that people do is, as you see in that video, is that God is not Santa. He's not a vending machine. He's not there to give. I'm not getting into other religions, but prayer is not and should never be a ritual. It's not be something that we do because we feel obligated. It should be just something that we do because we want to. After all, it's a relationship. How do you have a relationship with someone if you don't talk to them? I mean, you think of a friend. If you stop talking to them, that relationship would probably dwindle pretty quickly. Now, following that video, I have another one of some supposed killer tips on prayer and how to make it better. But I wouldn't take much stock in what these people have to say.
I'm John.
And I'm Chachi. We're getting her ministries. You know, a lot of people come up to us and ask us hard questions about God, the Bible, and spiritual living.
And you know what? A lot of those questions are softball questions for us. There are actually some pretty good ones. One of them being, how do I have a better prayer life? Well, good news, we got some killer tips to a better prayer life.
Before we do that, though, let's start off with a title and some dance moves.
No, we're not doing title and dance. Let's just kind of get into this.
When you're saying a prayer in public, you want to use the phrase Father God as much as humanly possible.
Just last week, I said a 30-second prayer and got 17 Father Gods in it. So look, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying with a little bit of effort, it can be done. If you have a prayer request but don't actually want to request it, simply say unspoken. I currently have 6 unspokens that I'm praying for this guy about.
Johnny, sorry to bother you, but I actually have another prayer request.
Okay. What?
It's unspoken.
Okay, well that's 7. And while I have no clue what I'm praying about, someone does.
Just no one human.
The Bible says pray without ceasing. And well, we believe the Bible. Chachi has been praying without ceasing for over 32 hours now. Chachi, how do you feel?
Why, who said what? Where am I?
Well, Chachi, you have been praying for over 32 hours straight. You feel pretty good?
Can I get a restroom break?
Not if you want to fully obey Scripture. Let's say you become privy to some juicy information about someone, but don't want to be seen as a gossip.
They've got good news. You're good to go. You put it in the form of a prayer request.
I still cannot believe what Jill said to Keith.
I can't believe it either. Did you know that John got canned?
What? That's not what I didn't hear. Some think your prayer position is irrelevant. But we have found that your prayer position can not only boost your prayer life, but can stretch you physically.
Chuck, why don't you go ahead and show some examples?
Well, I wasn't really planning on praying, but I guess
guess I can give it a shot.
Oh, very nice. Good, that is classic. Wow. Seriously, wow.
The last thing you do when you're praying is fairly obvious. You say, amen.
If you happen to be in a group of people holding hands, it's imperative that you accompany that amen with a physical action known as the hand squeeze.
The squeeze lets the people on either side of you know, hey, the prayer's over. I care about you, but I'm letting go now.
And when you are holding hands, never interlock, because that can make your prayer partners a little uncomfortable.
We want to thank you for watching, or shall I say, growing in your prayer life.
Yeah, now can we do the title of the dance moves?
No, just kind of say thanks for watching. And that's seriously unreal.
This is actually my miracle position.
That's a little bit of humor. So those are the things that you really shouldn't do either. Prayer essentials. So let's get on to what we should do and what is child of prayer. I think that it's important whenever we pray to be reverent, to remember that we're praying, that we have this privilege to speak to not just God, but the creator of everything, creator of the universe. We have this awesome privilege to speak to him directly. Now, when I pray, this is my personal choice, any prayer should involve confession. I usually choose to, when I'm privately praying, as I choose to confess at the start of a prayer, because I like to be in a state of righteousness before God. And I believe it's a good place to be, because sin puts a blockage between us and God. So it's, for me, I believe it's the right place to start, is to get rid of that blockage and to be completely sinless before God. In 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So I believe that's usually what I do, is to seek to be righteous before God. Following that, I believe that thanksgiving is an important part of our prayer life. Thanking God for the things that he's done before. There was a little saying that I got off a box of these little cards that were supposed to help you. And the only saying I actually remember from the entire box was about prayer. It was, when you begin to stew and fret, God, help and blessings you'll forget. So I believe that thanksgiving is very important. That reminding, so to speak, reminding God of what he's done for us is showing reverence, that we haven't forgotten, that we haven't taken for granted his help. It's something that's actually in the Jewish culture that they do it quite often, because to them it's showing reverence to God. And when we get anxious, we usually worry and we stress. We really should be praying and releasing that to God. In Philippians 4 it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in prayer and petition, or supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. So even there it says that we should go with thanksgiving. In Colossians 1:3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Corinthians 1:4, I give thanks to my God always for you because of your grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus. Psalm 95 verse 2, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. And lastly, Psalm 50 verse 14-15, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of your trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. So the Bible talks a lot about thanksgiving, And it goes to say that by thanking God, we are showing glory to God. Supplication, or making requests to God, is asking for help for those things that we need, not necessarily the things that we want. Well, God knows the desires of our heart. He knows what we do want, not things that we need, but he does know the things that we want. And I believe that if we're faithful and in obedience and following his will, that for those things that will be of benefit to us that we want, he will provide in due time. Now, when we pray, God's answer is not always straight away. It's not always yes. Sometimes God's answer is no. We don't like that, of course, but that's the truth. And sometimes his answer is not what we expect. Sometimes he gives us not what we were asking for, but what we really need. Now, although we have the freedom to ask God for anything we want, we should keep this verse in mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. So although we may think, oh, this would be great to get this, or you might say it would be great to get a new car, well, it may, but we may end up with more speeding fines because it's a fast car. So it might be great, but it won't be beneficial. Our focus should never be on us, but on God. In these verses, Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Mark 11, 24, therefore I tell you, whatever is you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. John chapter 14, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. So these verses are saying we can ask for anything, but the outcome is that it should be glorifying to God, not to us. In 1 John chapter 5, it says, and this is the confidence while we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we show that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. When should we pray? We should pray all the time. Some people like to pray in the morning when they're fresh and refreshed from sleep. Some people would like to pray at night. Now, we like to pray when we're in trouble, of course. There's verses that say, like Psalm chapter 50, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will honour me. So the Bible tells us that we should call out to God when we're in trouble. But I think that we should also call out to God when we have received something good. We should thank him. So how should we pray? The perfect example of this is given to us in the Lord's Prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. This is then how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And it goes on to say, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Amen. But let me paraphrase this into, you know, that's what's written in the Bible. But some people have trouble understanding some of the language there. So let me paraphrase this into a more simple prayer. God, you are greater than anything this world has to offer. I can't wait for you to come back and get us. But until that time comes, would you help me to just live my life day after day as if I'm walking hand in hand with you? God, I have a lot of needs and I have a lot of wants. Sometimes I get those things confused. Help me to just trust you to meet my needs and to be thankful when you give me those other things that I want. God, I've blown it so many times today, and I'm sorry. Thank you for your forgiveness. I don't take it for granted. And God, as I start this day out, I'm just reminded that this world is full of many spiritual potholes. Please help me to walk in such a way where I won't stumble so much. And as I'm going through this day, God, help me to live my life in such a way that will bring you glory and honor. May the life that I live be a life of worship to you. Amen. As a child of God, we have the right to come to God. We have the right to be intimate. So we should talk to God in a way that we would talk to our parents. It shouldn't be so formal. It shouldn't feel like, oh, that's God, and, you know, I have to... I mean, we need to show reverence, but we shouldn't feel separated from God. You know, if you have a really good, close friend, you should talk to God in the same way. Be honest with him about everything. And despite the fact that he may know what's going on in your life, and he may have seen it, he may have known it even before it happened, he still wants to talk about it with you because he realizes that you're just experiencing it. So he wants to be in conversation with you about that. Now, some of the pitfalls of prayer that people fall into. I was in a church once where they referred to the people that prayed there as taking the spiral staircase to heaven. Their prayers were very long-winded. And I asked them, why didn't they just take the elevator? Just because we can use many words, we could pray about a subject for an hour, doesn't make it any less meaningful if we only took a few minutes. I remember, in Matthew chapter 6 it talks about this, verses 5 and 8, when you pray, you're not to be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you pray, go into an inner room, and where you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees you in secret will repay you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. As I remember when I was doing discipleship many, many years ago, I was horrified because they're talking about prayer and they said, use the KISS method. Now, I don't know if anyone's heard that phrase before, but when you're talking about logistics and problem solving, the KISS method means keep it simple, stupid. And I thought, wow, that's kind of horrific to say about prayer. And I got corrected because I said, what it really means is keep it short and specific. Don't go on and take the spiral staircase to heaven. Just tell God what you need. It's not always about the words that are coming out of our mouth, but it's about the motives of our heart. Where is our heart when we're praying? In 1 Samuel 16 it says, the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical nature, because I refused him. For the Lord does not see a man as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God is interested in the motives of your heart. In James chapter 4 it says, you ask and you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. Proverbs chapter 21 says, every man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. The quote from Corrie ten Boom says, don't pray when you feel like it. Have an appointment with the Lord and keep it. A man is powerful on his knees, or a woman. So So when we pray, we should pray from our heart. We should pray honestly. But we should make time for prayer. Remember there was a poem that basically said, I woke up today and my life was busy. And it went on to say how they didn't have enough time to do everything and it was very stressful. And they didn't have time to pray. So the next day they woke up, they took time to pray. And the same day that was stressful became a lot more easier. We have to make time for God. Oswald Chambers says, prayer is an effort of will. We have to pray with our eyes on God, not on our difficulties. Prayer, for the most part, should be centered around Christ, around God. I might finish off with an analogy. Prayer requires us to do our part. If we sit down, we pray honestly and fervently for God to give us a cup of coffee. It's not going to appear unless we get up and put the kettle on. He supplied the water, he supplied the electricity, he supplied everything we need. But unless we get up and do our part, that cup of coffee is not going to get made. And it's much like that with many things in our lives. When we pray, we have to do our part. And usually with any prayer, there's sacrifice. Nothing's for free. The sacrifice may mean praying for a period of time. Prayer may not be answered in one prayer, but in many. The sacrifice is to show your devotion. Samuel Chadwick said, prayer is the acid test of devotion. I'm just going to finish off with we're not going to have a song to finish off, we'll have a video to watch, which just more or less gives a few examples of people praying and you'll see what's right and what's wrong.
God?
Yeah, I'm right here.
It's me. Hi. I know we really haven't talked in a long time, and that is totally my fault. So if you don't mind, I've worked out the verbiage, and I think I got it down, so if you don't mind, I'd like to just come to you right now and pray to you. I think you're really going to be impressed, so here I go. Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father! Oh, Heavenly Father, which these three don't come to thee! Oh, how now, brown cow! Oh, my soul's so dry, and if I could just catch a morsel of who you are, so merrily, merrily, down the stream! Oh, my soul is so dry, and if I could just catch a morsel, just a morsel of who you are, Lord. Thine is with our prayer. I'm a poet and did not know it.
You can just talk to me normal.
Amen.
There's so much more I want to talk to you about. Hey, God?
I'm here.
Yeah, hey. I know we haven't talked in a while. Yeah, I've been busy. Glad you're there, though. Listen, there's some things I wanted to talk to you about. I wrote them down on my prayer list, so I'm just going to lift these suckers up to you. First of all, there's my mom. I want to lift her up to you. She needs your help. Lord, could you just get her off my back? I am a grown man, and that woman just yap. Could you just take your big God remote and push mute on her channel? I'll get married when I get married, alright? Alright, nothing permanent for now. Also, my car. it is a pacer, and they were not cool when they were made, and definitely not cool now. I apparently cannot afford anything nicer because I am so deep in debt, which is not my fault. All right? They shouldn't have given me the credit cards. All right? So if you could just kind of, I don't know, do your God one thing and just kind of turn it into something nicer, nothing big, a Lamborghini would be nice. All right? Also, okay, there is Janine at work. Created in your image. I might say about that, she is hot. She, okay, sorry about that, Lord. Listen, when she looks at me, she gets kind of that, I'm going to throw up in my mouth look. And, if you could make it so that when she looks at me, she doesn't see me, but sees, like, I don't know, Brad Pitt or something like that, that would be dandy. Next, yeah, you know what, I got a lot of them here, and I can read them or you can, so there you go. You're probably a speed reader, right? Amen. There are so many more things I want to tell you.
Kevin?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Kevin. It's me. And my life is just crazy and chaotic. I didn't know it was going to be this way when I gave everything over to you, you know? I'm still trying to lose holiday weight from 2 Christmases ago. And I can't. I know what's wrong. And every time I try, there's always some obstacle in my way. Like the other day, I was going to go for like a 5-1-mile run, you know? And this dog comes out of nowhere grabbing my leg.
Last night, 4th night in a row, kids picking up on everything, and I know I've made a mess out of my life, I know that, okay, I'm trying to do better, I'm trying to fix things, okay, but how come, do you even hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Because every time I pray, I felt my prayers like bouncing off the walls. When does this get better? What's the use? Amen.
God. I'm here.
Are you laughing at me?
You better check yourself while your record's out. You are killing my self-esteem.
Oh.
You're doing that all on your own. Mighty God!
Just when chaos happens or calamity happens or you don't get your way. But in the most ordinary days, I'm weaving something. Trust me with everything.
I want to trust you more. And in fact, as I talk about trusting you, there's some things that I need. It is my daily needs. I'm not asking for something extravagant. Just take care of my daily needs.
I know your needs more than you know your needs. And that's where this relationship gets a little mixed up at times. You go after your wants. You go after the things you think you deserve instead of relying on me for your daily bread. Consider the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. I take care of them. Think about how much more I take care of my kids.
It's so true. I'm sorry I forget that. In fact, I mean, I'm sorry. I've blown it so many times today already, and just please forgive me.
I've forgiven it, and I've forgotten it, and you're the only one that keeps bringing it up. You keep bringing up things of your past. You play them over and over and over in your mind, and all it does is produce shame and guilt. And that's not why I created you. There's a purpose for you. There's a reason for you. But I need you to trust me. Quit beating yourself up over your past.
Okay. I'm trying. And then this life, this world, God, it is filled with just spiritual potholes. And please help me. If there's one that I walk, just help me to go in a way that I don't fall into there. And I know that the truth is... Excuse me?
You talk way too much.
I thought that was one
of most of my children do. They're always so busy. They never just slow down, be still. So many things distracting them. It's hard for them to connect. Be still. Know that I am God, the great I am.
That's good. I forget to slow down. Listen, if it's okay, can I just worship you?
I love that.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, and I will always sing of when your love came down. And I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever.
So as I finish, off talking about prayer, I just want to point out that the most important thing we do, that we need to do, is listen. As much as it's important to give God thanks and to ask for what we need, it's easy to forget to give God time to respond. So let's try to practice giving God that time. Who knows how much time it will take, but maybe it's just being there, waiting in His presence. Lord, I just thank you for teaching us, for helping us to grow all that time and being available at all times, always ready to hear our prayers, always ready to be in conversation with us. Lord, I just pray that you would meet us when we come to talk with you, and that we would have a real sense of you being there with us and of who you are. Just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.